to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Oh, look at me. I'm making people happy. I'm the magical man from Happy Land in a gumdrop house on Lollipop Lane.
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Oh, you know what I want to do?
What?
I'm going to play you something. You turn my headphones down just a shade. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Just a little bit to the large morning show in the afternoon. Where's that plug that used to be in here where I could plug in my...
It's over there. So...
Sorry about this, everybody.
I'm freezing.
Oh, I see the end of it there.
Heck is it?
See it? It's right by that curled cord.
Oh, there's 800 curl cords here. Hold on, here it is, right here. Tell me if this comes through, if I plug this in. Just tell me how this works. Hang on, everybody. It'll be worth it, folks. This will be worth it.
Better
once,
be.
Once, yeah.
Can't wait.
Let me find this song. Over the weekend, this song, now this is a weird deal. This song came into my head, and I'm walking through the house, and I realize that I'm singing what I can remember of a song that I haven't heard since I was 16 years old.
Whoa.
And there's no reason that it would come into my head.
Did they have
music? Yes, they had radio back then. I know where that's headed. Old man humor. And I thought, why am I singing this song? And I don't have an answer for that, but I went to Google it because I couldn't remember. Well, I'm not going to say anymore. I want to play. Let me just hit it quickly. You tell me if this is going to come through okay. I don't hear it.
It sounds great so far.
Yeah.
Jiggle the cord.
No, wait. It could be the phone. Hang on, everybody. This will be worth it. I'm telling you. Hold on. This is working really well.
That sounds awesome.
The heck? It's playing, but...
It's not going through the...
How come I don't hear it? It's not going through the system. All right, here, let's try this.
Hold it up.
Let me try something here. Hold up the microphone. All right, hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right, this will be worth it. Hold it. This is the worst radio. You people in broadcast school, don't do what we're doing here. I'm telling you, it's the worst. Now, this is...
It's radio on the fly, is what it's called.
I just played this thing. Oh, here, now it's playing. Hold it. Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play this song. It won't work through the... I'm going to hold up the microphone.
Right.
And then Peon and Dan, I want you to tell me who this is.
Okay.
Here we go. I hope this works okay. Hang on. All right, who is that?
It almost sounds like Teen Martin, but I know it's probably somebody that's not known as a singer, if you're asking us.
It sounds, not only does it sound like Dean Martin, it sounds exactly like Dean Martin. Now, listen a little more here.
Robert Goulet?
No, listen.
Yeah, I know.
It's a guy named Barry Young, and in the mid-60s, this guy made the Billboard charts with a hit that, I don't know if it made it in the top 10, but it was in the top 20.
Was it that song?
Yes, and they played this all over the country, and everybody thought it was Dean Martin, and his name is Barry Young. He had one hit, and that's it. And honest to goodness, the guy sounded just like Dean Martin. And radio stations played it, and they were baffled because they thought Take the headphones up just a shade. I'm sorry. They thought that it was, you know how Garth Brooks had that alter ego Chris Gaines?
Yes.
And Paul McCartney recorded a couple of songs under another name?
Well, it's,
they thought Dean Martin had recorded this on some spoof as Barry Young.
It's like that Suspicion song.
Yes, Terry Stafford. Stafford, who sounded, played it, play Suspicion.
Yeah.
Sounds just like Elvis.
Yes.
And people thought Elvis is using a bogus, like a pen name sort of thing. What do you call that when you use another name? It's a name for it.
Fake name?
Fake name, thank you. Yeah, that's... yeah. All right, listen to this.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I thought this was Elvis, too.
Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care.
All right, now stop it. What's interesting is, what happened to Terry Stafford's career? After that song,
I don't know. Was there any other
one
song?
Hit... And that's it. Barry Young. When you sound just like somebody else, guess what? That somebody else has already done it, and they're already the star. You're not going to have a huge career sounding just like somebody else. Nobody's ever done it. Unless it's an impressionist who's sounding like people, but he has a whole, you know, roster.
Well, I put on an album, Songs You Know by Heart, and it sounds like Bob Dylan and...
Well, it sounds like Bob Dylan. Who's the other very famous harmonica player? I can't think of his name. He's the most, hang on. He's the most famous harmonica. He's been on a million recording sets. Harmonica. Mm-hmm. I bet you could Google it.
Yeah, I'm looking for,
I'll know it. If you say the name, I'll know.
I don't know.
And when Dan played me Songs You Know by Heart, that's who I thought it was. And Dan said, no, that's me. Harmonica. Somebody will know. Call me. Harmonica. He's the best known harmonica player ever. And he's been on like 1,000 recording sessions, just like Glenn Campbell was on a bunch of recording sessions for Sinatra and Martin and Presley as a studio musician.
Oh, there's a whole list of
I'll
blues,
think of it later. No, not blues. He's, I'll think of it later. But Dan, I thought that's, and then you told me that, yeah, that's you. But Barry Young died at 35.
Whoa.
From a brain abscess. I don't know what that is, a brain abscess. It's
almost
aneurysm.
Like an aneurysm, but it's not.
Do you know that?
No.
No, you don't know.
No, I said it sounds like it would be something.
Why is a chair blocking you from
I don't know. I'm going to move the chair. You.
Yeah.
I kind of like it like that.
So I looked him up, and look at the phones. Dad, take these calls. Don't know who I'm talking about. I it's on the tip of my tongue, the harmonica player. I want to say
Charlie McCoy.
Charlie McCoy, that's it. Thank you, whoever called. Charlie McCoy. And 35, this guy's out of the... He was on American Bandstand, Dick Clark, and now he's singing his big hit, One Has My Name, Barry Young. And everybody was shocked because they thought it was Dean Martin. Well, I'm going to play it again just a little bit, just because I think it's... I've never heard anybody do a great Dean Martin. Have you?
No.
Even impressionists who try to get up to sound... They it doesn't sound like Dean Martin. So one more time here. Hang on.
Yeah, it sounds
just like him.
Yeah.
Exactly like him. Dead at 35.
Wow.
Brain abscess. I need to look that up. I don't want to get that, whatever it is.
No.
Kills you at 30.
What's an abscess tooth?
I don't know. What is an abscess? Is it? It's just infected?
It's infected, I guess, yeah.
Why don't they say infected?
You better start mixing toothpaste with your shampoo. You'll get a cavity in your brain.
I guess an abscess is a tooth that is infected and then gone to the next level.
And maybe
it starts eating away, too. An abscess, I think, means...
Isn't there always pus in an abscess?
I think so.
I'm sorry, I hate that word, but it had to be used, okay, in this situation.
Abscess is a collection of pus in any part of the body. There you go.
There you are. I told you there was pus in there. I knew there was. Isn't that a horrible pus?
Yes.
I mean, there's a word... You can't put a positive spin on it. You can't take that word and try to turn it into anything funny or milder than it is. It's pus.
No, there's no...
Just the sound of it.
No putting a bow on that one.
And he had pus coming out of his toe. Yeah. He had pus coming out of his ear.
Yeah.
Pus coming out of his abscess. I'll stop now. People are starting to get sick. As I said, welcome to the show. We have a lot to talk about today. We'll start with this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
And Jose's coming in today. So if you have any technical questions, you might want to be thinking about them now. That'll be after the news at 4 o'clock. And now here's Eon the Peon. Take it away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We took the little boy on his first road trip this weekend.
Little Archie.
Now listen to this.
Were you tempted to name him Archie Bunker, guys?
No, that never crossed my mind. Yes, this will forever go in his little book, his baby book, where he went his first road trip. We went over to Godfrey, Illinois. Yeah. We had lunch at a really neat little diner. It's called the Clifton County Inn and Bake Shop.
Woo!
Known for its burgers, and the burgers were very good. No, he sat there and watched Mom and Dad eat, though.
Did he breastfeed there?
No. In the car before we went in, we made sure he was fed.
Is she pumping milk, too?
Not yet. She hasn't yet.
All right. A little personal, but I thought I'd.
Yeah. yeah, so we had lunch there, and then we went to the Godfrey Walmart.
Ooh.
Godfrey
He'll never
Walmart.
Forget that.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
normally,
buddy.
Normally when you're 6 weeks old or whatever, you don't remember much. I bet he'll remember the Godfrey
He will remember this, yeah. Yes. It was quite the adventure.
When he's 10 years old, he'll come to you and he'll go, Daddy, did you take me at one time, like when I was really young, to the Godfrey Walmart? I have a memory of that. That's what will happen.
Yeah, so that was it. That was essentially, we got out of the house. Yeah, it was.
And how about his first trying to go anywhere with a baby? The luggage. That
oh, man,
with,
it's like moving.
The Pampers, the changing app, whatever the, all that stuff is they carry.
She
ointment.
Took care of all
Did
that.
Did she put
she
A and D ointment on
she
his
She packed
butt?
The bag. Yeah, he had it for a while because he had a little bit of a rash, but his
man,
his,
I, the smell of A and D.
His butt is clear right now.
When our kids are little. A and D. I'll never get that
lanolin or whatever I think is in the whatever the ointment or whatever is in now. But yeah,
the A and D ointment seems like a miracle.
It stinks though.
And, oh,
it
I know.
Does. Yeah,
everything else they make that you, but it's not a baby product.
What about? Have you ever heard of butt paste?
No.
Oh, wait, yeah.
You know what? Yes, I have.
It's called butt paste.
Yeah.
And that's for like
it's
rashes.
It's not just for babies,
stuff.
Though, is it?
No, it's not for babies,
too?
Yeah.
But see, anything that's a purely baby product smells wonderful, like babies, like baby powder, baby oil, baby lotion. But A&D, they need to make a baby A&D that smells good, because A&D stinks. It stinks like mentholatum stinks.
Yeah, yeah.
But boy, she went through some A&D with those kids, and she had to, like, you know, rub it into their little rectums and stuff because they're all
don't,
sore. Well, I didn't
really?
Say you did it. That's her job.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've put on but I've never gone that far deep. I just slammed
well,
it in the
little rashes and stuff.
Right.
Think if you had
not
continuous
rashes,
liquid
though.
Poop, how sore you'd be.
Yes. No, it doesn't sound fun.
And his poop is still liquid.
Yes,
right?
It's still pretty much.
You know what's
just
a big deal? The first solid one. You woohoo! That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard.
It's like little mouse droppings.
So far, the aroma hasn't been terrible.
No, it'll get terrible.
But I heard, once you start introducing food into the.
Yeah, it'll stink.
So for now, it's fine. But,
then you'll be able to smell. And
that's when I hand them off. I'm fine with changing diapers now.
Yeah.
But at that point, it'll be here.
Wait till he gets his first boner, and he will. My little grandson gets them. He gets them regularly. He's a year and a half.
Yeah.
And he had one this weekend.
Sometimes when...
he did.
Anyway.
See, where'd Bernice come from?
I don't know.
My wife was changing. We had him this weekend, and honest to goodness, he had a boner.
Well, he does it every once in a while when... you know, you change the diaper and you hurry and try to put the clean one on right away before he
goes.
But you can tell usually when he's about to go number one with his diaper off because it's a little tentpole action.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good warning sign. But that was it. That was all I had.
Dan, you have anything?
Yeah, I do.
While you talk, I'm going to move the chair so I see.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, a dental hygienist called just a little while ago and said that another word for pus is exudite. Exudite.
What is it?
Exudite.
Exudite?
Like
yeah. She said that they use that in their office a lot because...
you don't want patients to hear the word pus.
You got pus coming out of your mouth.
It's a code word.
Yeah.
This patient is expressing some... Exudite? Exudite. Upper, whatever, they have names for teeth.
Oh,
the
yeah.
upper bilateral molar canine.
Bicuspid.
Yeah, the sixth quadrangular, like bicuspid pus. I mean, extradite.
And we, our band, the Southside Johnny Band, played this past
weekend. Band?
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Yeah, I know I haven't talked about it much, but we played in St. Genevieve this past weekend.
Wow.
At the Midway. Cool place, but I went
And down. I thought you'd never be playing, but just in small town.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Boy.
No, we made it to big time, buddy. But we went into downtown St. Genevieve and walked around and stuff. It is a really cool town. And really, really, I mean, all the buildings, 1800 something or whatever, went into a bed and breakfast.
Yeah. You stayed at a bed and
breakfast? No. We went in one and just checked it out and talked to the owner and everything. This place was really, really cool. But they have TVs in this bed and breakfast. They have
little
flat screens. I know. I said, that's why I would never stay in a bed and breakfast, because there's no TV. But they have them. They have the TVs. They have a fireplace in them and stuff, a gas fireplace with heaters
on it. At the risk of never getting any business from St. Genevieve, and I'm going to blow it right now.
Uh-oh,
if they were ever going to tourism people.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong about this. I can't imagine saying to my wife, I got a surprise for you. We're going to St. Genevieve, and
you may be surprised. We've been there.
Because I hear great things.
The town
about
is neat.
It.
Yeah, it's a small little town. Old.
I'm not an old building person.
It's the home of Bernice too.
I know. That's the reason I like it.
Yeah.
They produced is not the right word. It was the home to one of the greatest contributors our show ever had, the late, great Bernice. Do you have anything else?
No, that was it. We saw Jeff and Kim, who went on our trip last year. Mm-hmm. He got up and clogged and did some river dance type thing.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I can't tell you how many shows I've been to with Lord Flatley or whatever his name, Michael Flatley.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord of the Dance. Oh, wait, yes, I can. None.
I remember Jeff. He looked like a clogger.
Yeah. And
another guy looked like a clogger, but it's a toilet kind of clogger.
Yeah, he worked here.
He was at the buffet all the time.
Initials, yeah, we had MN.
We're back down there in June again, but the last time we were there, this is the second time we've played there. The last time I was there, a guy came walking up to me and he says, I just want to introduce myself to you.
I'm an agent.
I'm the vet that Bernice had the affair with. That's what he said.
And he still has a smile on his
face. Yeah, he does.
All right. That's it. Close the Burt segment. So I'm going to tell you a quick story here that happened to me this weekend, and then we'll break, and then we'll come back, and you'll take your calls. And before you know it, it'll be the news, and then Jose will be in here, and we can throw technical questions at him. Last week, I went in to get a license plate sticker from my wife. And for whatever reason, you know, when you walk in, as soon as you walk in, you know, oh, man, I picked the wrong day. Just filled up with people.
Yes.
So I took a number. Let's say my number was 65. And I look up on that digital thing, and it said, you know, 18. I thought, this is going to take. So I left. I just left. I went back on Friday. And same thing. Filled with people. And I thought, what the heck is going on here? So I took a little tab number, and every chair was taken. And just as I'm getting ready to walk out again, I think I'll come back. I've still got another week before it's the end of the month. Some guy in there was talking. There's always a guy who, most people just sit in silence. It's a kind of a strange place, the Department of Revenue. But this guy was, he thought he was a comedian. Yeah. And he's making jokes and crying. He's going, hey, anybody want to sell me a lower number? And a guy sitting in the chair, now they're on number 50. That's the number on the screen. And a guy sitting in the chair says, yeah, I'm 51. I'll save my ticket for $20. And, of course, the guy didn't take it.
Right.
I walked over, and I said, here. And I handed him $20. He said, are you kidding? Are you serious? I said, yes. It's worth $20 for me not to be here an hour and a half. This guy jumped up, and sometimes things happen, and you don't know it, but it's more than just what it seems. And he walked up to me. He took the money. He said, you have no idea. He said, I'm having a really tough time. He said, I'll come back tomorrow. I'm taking my girlfriend to lunch. on this money. And he thanked me and walked out. So we both won. And then as soon as he walked out, I heard, 51? And I walked right up, boom, done and out of there. And I could tell as I was walking away, everybody in there hated me. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they hated me. But they had the chance. You know, he said, anybody, well, I'll sell my ticket for Twitter. Nobody took him up on it. So they had a chance. But it's just a neat kind of... That's never happened.
It was kind
before.
Of a cool little karma type of thing that happened.
And then one guy in there goes, hey, I just think I got an idea for a new business. He said, I'm going to come in here every day and get a ticket and see if I can sell it for $20 every day. Even if you don't have any business there and don't need a sticker, you just go in on a busy day, take a number, and see if somebody wants to buy it. There's no rule that says you can't go in there and take a number. All right, we're going to do a little business, take a break. We come back, we'll take your call. Let me give you the numbers. If you want to call now, Dan will put you on the hold, and it won't be before 5 minutes. We'll be back, and we'll be talking to you. 314-969-KTRS, that is 969-5877, or said TOLLFREE, but I caught myself. Did you see that? 888-550-KTRS, that's the secondary line. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, we have said those two names pretty much every day for about 15 or 16 years. That deserves a round of applause. For 27, 28 years, they have been financial advisors. They are with Stifel Nicolaus, a reputable firm. Many people know the name, but a lot of people don't have a financial advisor, and they don't have one for... one of two reasons. One, they don't think they need one. Or two, they don't think they have enough money to get a financial advisor. Well, here's the deal. I think a lot of people think that you need $1 million before you need to go to somebody and go, hey, what do I need to do to feel like I'm making the right decision about where to put this money? No, you don't. In fact, a lot of the people who have $1 million have it because they sought out some good financial advice long before they had $1 million. In this case, $25,000. If you have $25,000 or more, that is either already invested or you can invest. What about a conversation with these two guys? And all we're asking is that you consider having a meeting with them. I'm not asking you to sign anything. I'm not asking you to make a lifelong commitment to them. And even if you have a financial advisor, you might be surprised at what they have to say, and you might not. They may sit with you and say, pretty much everything you're doing is on track. That's kind of what we would do. Or they might make a change or two, or they might have a dramatically different approach that you like the sound of. And if you don't, it was a meeting. That's it. It was an hour or whatever out of your life, and it was a good idea. I'm hoping it'll really turn out to be a good idea. I'm going to give you the website, and the rest is up to you. If you have the $25,000 or more, get out of that mindset that financial advisors are for really wealthy people. It's not true. They're for you, too. Here's the website. You'll hear it again later. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Let's get our first check on traffic this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're traveling on eastbound Highway 70, you've got a crash just after Highway 270 that's blocking the two right lanes, and traffic is running slow from about the Earth City Expressway. Further east on Highway 70 past Cypress, you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the right lane. Everything else is running pretty well, and this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths, and Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099. For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stefspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers. It's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at stefspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warrens' 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years. Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch It and Forget It is a residential and commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
So, you think your credit card debt is out of control. How much is it? $20,000? $30,000? $50,000? I don't mean to be rude, but what are you worried about? I mean, the folks at Freedom Debt Relief have already resolved $3 billion of debt. $3 billion. Helping people just like you take control of their out-of-control debt and get back on their feet faster than you'd ever think possible. So if you have a financial hardship and don't want to resort to bankruptcy or credit counseling, find out how much money Freedom Debt Relief may help you save in just one call. They'll show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Just call 1-800-600-8812. Freedom Debt Relief has resolved more debt than anyone in the U.S., so why not let them do the same for you? Before you lose another night of sleep, find out how much of your hard-earned money they can help you save. Call now, 1-800-600-8812. 1-800-600-8812.
Our love is alive, and so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in.
And the calls are pouring in. Now they're trickling in. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Off to the phones we go. First up is Steve. Steve, congratulations. You're the first caller of the day. Doesn't that feel good?
It's wonderful. Makes me feel like AM and a PM.
Well, you are. Thank you. What's up?
I have a tip for the problem solvers. You were talking about...
Then you have a tip for us, because we are...
the problem solvers.
What's the tip?
So you were complaining about the DMV, and I've got a trick.
No. I wasn't complaining about it. I just said it's not their fault that they were busy. I was saying I didn't want to wait an hour and a half.
Well, I go in like 15 minutes before they close. If it's like 4 to 5, I'll go in and maybe 10 minutes till they want to get you out of there.
That's a great idea.
They have to wait on you because you're in there before their silly clocks and numbers pulling crap and all that. So I've been in and out of there in 13 minutes, as long as you have all your paperwork.
So you timed it, actually, 13 minutes?
My wife thinks I'm crazy. I've got 4 vehicles and 2 trailers, and I usually do my kids because... yeah. I can get in and out of there quickly. But also a point, there's a Harvester License Bureau, and those people are a peach out there.
And isn't it also true you're supposed to go like the 6th or 7th of the month or something, not toward the end of the month?
I've been there on the last day of the year because I had to get my son's title transferred, and their computers went down, and I didn't have to be in there. But there was a collective, when their computers went down the last day of the year, and they still made sure they got everybody through, and the place was packed, and I was only in there probably 40 minutes. There must have been 40 people in there. So, yeah, kudos to those people in Harvester.
So the key is to go. You know those things are independently, privately owned. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. I was in the one in St. Charles one time when a guy brought a bag of coins in there, and they announced they wouldn't take it, and he was going to go next door and say, I'm going to get the police in here because you won't take legal tender. And after a little bit of arguing, you'll look in the Raymond Drive in St. Charles, and you'll see today there's a sign in there that says, we'll only take $3.50 in coins, because he complained, this is legal tender, and you will take it, and this is what I'm paying, and they had to take his money.
And by the way, anytime a guy uses lingo like, this is legal tender, you know he's a jerk. It just sounds like a jerk, doesn't he?
Everybody was kind of looking at him like, somebody ticked him off long down the line.
And so the key is going at 4:45.
Oh, yeah, go like 10 minutes before they close, whenever they close, in noon on the day of Saturday, whatever. But, yeah, they want you out of there, and they have to wait on you, and it's a win-win for everybody.
All right, great idea. Thank you, Steve.
All right, have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. He timed it 13 minutes. I've never done that. Mike, how are you?
Well, I kind of like their style, but I just set it up so I'm the first one whenever I go in there.
Early in the morning.
Well, yeah, kind of. That's part of it. But what I do is my license office is fairly close to me. So towards 5 o'clock when they close, I'll meander on down there. And when they lock the doors, I'll go ahead and take a ticket out. And then I'll leave.
Oh.
And then I show up the next morning.
Oh, my goodness. That's brilliant.
You got the next
morning. Well, wait a minute. Now, here, you can have fun with it, too.
How do you know they don't reset the number timer thing?
Oh, no, because, you know, they're paper tickets.
Okay.
It's like, you know. But so anyway, I make sure that whenever I get there, there's like 9-10 people in line waiting to be there early and be the first.
Yeah.
And I just strike up conversation so they notice me. And then we all go inside, and they all take their ticket. And then they go, 51. Oh, that's me. And I walk on up there. And they're like, wait a minute.
That's a great idea.
Except,
Mike, you know what you've done? You just gave everybody your secret.
All right, here's my theory on my secret. Listen, this is the United States of America. Love it. Would not live anywhere else. But frankly, people are lazy.
Yeah.
I could bleed it from the rooftops. It's not going to make it.
You're right.
It's never going to happen. Another one I found out, and I used to do. I don't do it anymore because I don't travel as much anymore. But when I was traveling a lot on Southwest Airlines, I guess I shouldn't have said that. Ooh, sorry.
Sorry.
Anyway, on a prominent airline in St. Louis, every time I was going, they'd say, we need someone to volunteer their seat. We're overbooked. And you know, every once in a while, I'd give it up because you're out on the next flight, and they give you a ticket, you know, free ticket anywhere they go, so on and so forth. And I said, you know, and it happened every time. So I started buying a full fare ticket, when I wasn't going anywhere, if I had nothing to do on the Sunday, you know, I'd buy that full fare ticket for Sunday, walk up there, stand by the ticket counter, give myself a free ticket, and it, since it was a full fare ticket, it's not like it would go away. I could always use it on another flight.
Wow.
So I was getting lots of, yeah. So you know what? I don't know if that will still work today because I stopped doing that about 5 years ago because, like I said, I wasn't traveling so much. But it's always worth looking into. Hey, thanks for the forum, you guys. And,
all right.
And I hope I didn't unlazy somebody. That's all I can say.
No, you did it. That can't be done. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, bye.
Now, lazy is lazy. It's a trait I don't think you get rid of. I know. I have it. Let's go to John. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine, Frank. I'm AM into PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
My days are always better when I get to listen to you guys. You guys have the best show on the radio.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of static. You guys have the best show on the radio, and I'm a phone cutout.
Oh, yeah, it did. I heard it that time. So what's up?
Hey, Frank, real quick. Dan, when does your band play again down at the Midway?
It's in June, I believe.
June? Okay.
Yeah.
Whenever it gets closer, I'd like for you to announce it again. So I'm going to try to make it down. I don't live too far from there.
Okay.
I will get your tickets now.
Oh, yeah. You need to get tickets now. That'd be spilled out.
It's a fun place to play.
Especially if you go down there. They got some good food down there.
Yeah, they do.
The elk burgers and stuff, they're real good.
All right. Anything else?
That place inside, they redid it after it burned down, but it's real. It looks really nice.
John obviously owns the place.
Yeah.
No, I wish I owned it. I wish I owned it.
All right, John. Anything else?
I just wanted to say you guys have a wonderful show on the air. A wonderful show on the air. The best show on the air.
Thank you.
Best show on the air.
Thank you.
And Babe Dorothy, whoever, I ought to be proud of you.
Babe passed away. Mike Dorothy runs it now.
Mike Dorothy, you ought to be proud of you.
Thank you, John.
Have a good day.
Well, he is. You know, Mike called me down the hall earlier today, and I said, yes, you wanted to see me? He said, I just wanted to tell you how proud of you I am. He said that just today.
Wow.
He said, we're all so proud of you and that show. It's interesting that John just said that.
That's weird.
And it happened today. That is really weird. Yeah, let me go to... I don't know too many people with this name. Delbert. How are you, Delbert?
I'm fine, Frank. How are you, sir?
Let me check. I'm great. Thank you. What's going on?
Okay. First of all, I'm AM in the PM.
That's good. Hallelujah. Good start.
And secondly, my wife is sitting here next to me. And, you know, I've introduced her to Frank Opinion and the AM and the PM crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she scratches her head and she goes, they don't even make sense. And I said, listen here.
She's right.
Listen here, Frank is the hardest working man on the radio. I said every Friday he's out on assignment. Somewhere.
And I don't talk about it. I don't brag about it.
No.
Well, you know, and so I was bragging for you, and she said, you realize he's just on a day off.
Well, she obviously doesn't get it.
What?
Oh, she doesn't understand.
No, he's not. I said, the man is on the assignment. I said, what are you trying to say? He only works 4 days a week?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway,
ridiculous.
Frank, I'm going to tell you, I'm on your side. Oh, I knew I was going to say that. Okay, I'm on your side, Frank. That's all I want to say.
All right, thank you, Delbert.
All right,
I hear that a lot. My wife hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't get it.
But
don't
here's
make
the
any
deal.
Sense.
That's not true. They're closet listeners. When the husband's not... See, a wife's job is... Part of it is to act like she hates everything you like. So, in private, I guarantee you, when she's in the car, we're on.
Sure.
We have proof of that.
Oh, yeah.
We don't really have proof of it, but I think it's true. This would be Dan. Dan, how are you?
Hello, great.
No, not you.
No.
Not you, the guy on the phone. Hello, Dan.
Hi, everybody. As always, I'm AM and a PM.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, did you get that harmonica guy's name?
Charlie McCoy.
Okay, so you got it. Okay, and then that pus that you were talking about that for a bad tooth, if you don't get that taken care of right away, it's going to cause you to have heart problems. It will kill you.
No. Teeth issues and gum issues are directly related to the heart. That's true.
Yeah, because I had one of those one time, and they made me go in there and get it taken care of right away. They said that stuff drains into your blood system and poisons you, and it will cause you to have a major heart problem.
And, man, you don't want pus in your blood.
No.
You cut yourself and pus comes out. You got something wrong. Thank you, Dan.
All right, thanks for taking my call, guys.
I was just at the dentist today. Balanced Dental Care, right before I came here, And I think Mary, actually, I think she kind of hates it that everything's great. My teeth, I got good teeth. And I think she kind of, I don't know, I think she'd like to see me more often. She wants to say, you need to get back in here, but she can't because everything looked fine. And it makes my wife mad because my wife is always You don't floss enough. You don't brush your teeth enough. I brush my teeth most of the time once a day. That's it in the morning. I don't always brush my teeth before I go to bed. You do that when you're married a year. You go to bed with fresh breath.
Oh, sure.
There's no reason to do that.
There's a chance
now.
Something might happen before you go to sleep.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
I know there's going to be no jackpot. I know that what's going to happen is by the time I get to bed, here's what I'll hear. That's what she does. She does the horse thing when she exhales, and that's what I hear when I get to bed. Why brush my teeth for that?
Yeah.
So she gets mad. Well, next time you go to the dentist, get ready for what they tell you. And then I come home and I go, hey, great. She hates that because she brushes her teeth. I used to work with a woman who brushed her teeth like 6 times a day.
Oh, after
she
every meal?
She carried a toothbrush. She had one in her work desk and her purse. She brushed her teeth all the time. I don't think that's necessary. Hello, Peter.
Hey, good afternoon, Frank.
How are you?
Very good. I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I admire all the people that are willing to find different and sort of interesting ways to get through the DMV, but you were there to renew stickers on your plate, right?
Correct.
You can do that online in seconds, literally in seconds.
And how do you get them to you? They mail you the sticker?
Oh, we did it from our wife's car, gosh, maybe 2 weeks ago. Had it the following Monday, did it on a Friday.
You know, and you know what? It says that on the form you get. It says you can go to department.gov, whatever. I just have never done it. Maybe I should do that.
You should absolutely try it. And believe me, I'm a big believer in the testament to government inefficiency. Their website is actually great.
Okay, if you have that emissions thing, how do you show them proof of that if it requires that?
So the government does the emissions check. When they do the emissions check, wherever you decide to do it, whatever government agency handles it, right, they send that to the government. They automatically know you've done it.
Okay, so I know that they know that they can go on a computer now and see that you paid your personal property taxes. They can also see that you have insurance. So if they can see that, boom, it's done. It's all done.
And you have a PIN number on your personal prop statement from wherever municipality you pay in. When you pay your personal property, that PIN number loads right in, takes, I would say, in your pajamas, maybe 2 minutes to knock that thing out.
Listen,
cost the exact same amount of money, and they ship it to you on Monday.
All right, I'm going to try that.
Never have to go to the DMV ever again. Well, except for a driver's license.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Peter.
Good luck.
Yeah. You know, one of these days, you're going to be able to take a driving test on your computer. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
you
sure.
You should sit there, and it's like a simulator, and you don't even have to go in for that. That'll happen. All right, we have to take a break, and then we're going to have the news, and then Jose's coming in here. So if you have a question, and you know you do, about your smartphone or your dumb phone or your TV or what's 4K, what does that mean? You know, all the questions we all have, all of us who aren't 17. Because 17-year-olds, they buy stuff, and before they even get out of the box, they already know what to do with it. My grandson's a year and a half. He can take an iPad. He says iPad. He says like short sentences of words. One of the first words he learned was iPad. And he can, if you open it, he can touch the icons for different, he's a year and a half for different games. And then he knows how to slide the screen with his finger. And he knows how to activate and make different animals make different noises.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to know any other way than what we think is, oh, so astonishing. It's just going to be another day for them. So Jose's coming in, and you might want to call right after the news. American Equity Mortgage is the longest running sponsor we have, and they've been around about a quarter of a century, 24, 25 years. First year they were in business, they became part of the show before the show was even here, and they still are. And they're still singing the same song and preaching the same message, and it's a message that has saved a lot of people a lot of money, and here it is. If you can buy a home, and now they don't go around telling people to buy homes. I'm telling you, if you can buy a home, I think it's one of the best investments you can make. Unless you bought a home in Times Beach a few years ago. That didn't turn out too well, but that was an exceptional. And I do think those people got bought out, though, so it did turn out okay. So you buy a house, and then you don't have a landlord. You're your own landlord. And, yes, there are expenses that go along with it. But the great thing is you have yourself a nice tax deduction you didn't have before, and you have a borrowing power because the equity in that house will allow you to borrow money for other things that come along. You can borrow it to pay off bad debt like credit cards. You can borrow money for an unexpected expense or an expected expense, but when it came around, you didn't have the money. Let's say tuition. All right, good example. Let's say a medical expense. And the rate's going to be low, and everybody wins, especially you. So ask them about bill consolidation and about home equity loans. And, of course, if you want to buy a house, your first house or your next house, they'd be happy to handle the mortgage for you. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you're still running slow on eastbound 70 just before 270 between the Earth City Expressway and 270 because of an accident that has the right lane blocked. Getting a little heavier on northbound 55 downtown from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge, and eastbound 270, running a little slow at West Florissant due to debris in the roadway. And this report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's easy to use on a baby and perfect for the whole family. A gentle forehead scan is all you need for an accurate temperature. Get yours at Walmart and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
And just announced, our FHA mortgage insurance premiums have dropped 0.5%. If you have an FHA loan, call now.